is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And joining me now in the quarterback corner, presented by First Advantage and the Windsor Mill Tavern, Dylan McCaffrey, the Bears quarterback. UNC gets set for one final game. They had a bye week last week going up against Weber State this weekend. Dylan, my friend, what was that like to have a bye week and then just come back for one more game? I mean, you don't typically see that toward the tail end of the season.
Yeah, it's it was interesting, man. It was definitely unique in the sense where you can feel it's almost over, but we gotta regroup, get ready for one more. But I definitely think the team needed one, so we're thankful for that. Almost part of, I think everyone wants to just, sorry, we'd rather just play the game that week, you know, but I think health-wise, it was still good, you know. You could have used it a couple weeks ago, but still nice to kind of regroup, get the bodies right, and really come out this last game strong. I mean, we're well-rested, so.
Yeah, last game for you guys, and again, sitting at 3-7, going up against a 500 Weber State team. But I know that would mean so much to you guys if you could end this season, that certainly had its ups and downs, if you could find a way to end this season with a win on the road against a conference rival.
Yeah, no doubt. I think this season, like you mentioned, we've shown a lot of good and a lot of really bad too. But I think if we finish on a really good note, it'll put us in a great spot for this offseason. So, that'd be really nice. Kind of get some momentum rolling into that, and then we start back up. I mean, essentially right away for training. So.
Yeah, what does that look like? For some of our listeners that don't know exactly what the schedules look like, you guys, once the season ends, what does it look like for you next? What's the next step after the season?
Yeah, it'll start workouts up pretty soon there, which is just kind of team conditioning, team weight training, which is a good time to kind of get individually right. You know, it's a big time for everyone to just work on becoming better athletes, you know, getting their physical, you know, physical selves ready to play again. I mean, it's a long time, but there'll be things like spring ball where you got to get ready for. And because during the season, I mean, you don't really get to do that. Your body kind of takes a beating throughout the weeks, and you try to stay on top a little bit, but it's hard to do. I mean, most guys will lose weight. Most guys will have a couple nicks and knacks that prevent them from being their absolute best. You just try to get ready in a spot in the off season to be that.
We're talking to Dylan McCaffrey, the quarterback for the University of Northern Colorado. The Bears get set to take on Weber State this weekend for the final football game of the season. Weber State went up against Southern Utah last week, and they put up some numbers in that one. They end up winning that game 62-0. Obviously, a score like that stands out to you, Dylan, but when you're looking at the film and you're looking at this Wildcat team, what stands out to you, specifically on the defensive side that you're looking at as the quarterback of this team?
Yeah, they're a defense that, you know, doesn't change much, which is kind of nice. I mean, they're not going to throw you the most confusing looks, but they trust their athletes. They trust their edge pressures. They think they can get to the quarterback, which will be a big challenge for us. And then they really just trust their guys, which is something that we got to do, and we'll have to win some one-on-one matchups if we're going to want to beat this team and compete.
Yeah, you look at it, and it was one of those games. You know, I know Southern Utah has their struggles, but everything that could go right for the Wildcats did. And like you said, they got a lot of great individual players, too. And again, if you can get that all to collectively work together, you got yourself a decent football team.
Yeah, no doubt. And, I mean, that last game, it's kind of nice having Saturday off, got to watch it. But I think Southern Utah, I think it was four plays in a row where they had turnovers inside their own 20, which was, I mean, they definitely, because that team's better than what they show too. Southern Utah, I mean, their record doesn't show, but they're a pretty decent team, and they really hurt themselves last game. So, I mean, I think if we can not do that too, we'll be in a pretty decent spot. You know, if we can just control what we can control, handle our business, and win some one-on-one matchups, I think we'll be in a really good spot.
How much does momentum really carry over? I mean, this being the last game of the season, and you hear that all the time, no matter the sport you're talking about. Hey, yeah. If we can get this win, this momentum, that confidence will carry over, even though it's almost a year later.
Yeah. No, definitely. And it's big, especially those early weeks. I mean, if you start those early weeks right, it puts you in, again, keeps that momentum going into the later weeks. But I definitely think it's one of those situations where even if things don't end on the best note, I think the great teams will always, you know, find a way to still carry momentum in the offseason and get their eyes towards the next season, next activity, which would be spring ball for us. So, it definitely, you want it to start really strong, but even if it doesn't, you know, you expect teams to, okay, we're over it, let's move on and get something going here.
And we're catching up with Dylan McCaffrey, the quarterback for the University of Northern Colorado. They get set for Weber State this weekend. And I know you got the one game left, Dylan, but when you look back, and again, it wasn't quite what you envisioned as far as your ultimate goals, but you and I have discussed this a lot. It is a recharging of this program that takes a lot of time. Your dad, Coach McCaffrey, this is his first college coaching job. So, I mean, Those things do not, as much as we want them to, they just don't change overnight. And, again, this has been a program collectively over the last 10 years, more than that, that has really struggled. So, this season really felt like it was all just about getting out there and getting this new feel out on the field.
Yeah, definitely. That's a big part of it. I think, and like we mentioned earlier, we've shown some really good things that I think we got to highlight and try to work on making that consistent, and that's a big part of it. I mean, we've seen kind of the things we can do, and it's just about doing that more. But I agree. I mean, we've really learned on all sides of everything. The coaches have learned a ton throughout the year that they'll try to carry over, and they needed that. The players, offensively, we've learned a ton. Defensively, I know they've learned a ton. So it really is about kind of getting out there and feeling, okay, so this is really what things are like, and then I think that'll put us in a much better spot for next year, just that growth and that learning curve that we all kind of hit.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see, with a year under everyone's belt, you specifically, Dylan, with this team, with this program in Greeley, to kind of see how that transition into spring ball and then, of course, on to the next season. So we'll be curious to follow along with you on that side of it. We don't talk a lot about your brother on this program, Christian McCaffrey, but I do think it was cool, because I know you guys are worried. When you see someone get hurt like that, you're wondering, okay, when is he going to come back? Is he going to be able to play? He came back last week, and then he really came back this week against Arizona. And how about those Panthers finding a way to win big over Arizona, 34-10. Christian with 95 yards rushing and another 66 yards receiving. Pretty good day for him.
Yeah, definitely. No, that was a fun game to watch. And that's a team, too, that some of those games are just tough to get through. But I think it was amazing having kind of him be full strength. I know he was so happy to get back there after last game when his body held up. He was, you know, thankful, moving forward. And for a guy, I've never seen anyone work as hard as he does, especially, I mean, to get his body right, to get, you know, mentally on the right side of things. And I admire that. But with those kind of guys, it breaks your heart to see them not playing, because that's all he wants to do. He wants to be in there playing. So that was so amazing to see. It felt like a breath of fresh air to see them out there doing well, beating a good team too, and they had their own kind of injury struggles on the other side, but still, I mean, that's a good team, and they put up good numbers, so it was just really great to see. I mean, that was a breath of fresh air in our household and for that organization, which is great.
Well, and I know you guys, obviously, because of Christian, you follow this Panthers mm-hmm. team. Cam Newton coming back in.
Yeah.
I mean, they're using him in a lot of interesting ways, but that seemed like that gave this team a little bit of a spark.
Yeah, no, it definitely did. That was awesome to see. That was really cool. I mean, it felt like kind of the Panthers you'd watch a couple years ago when they were doing pretty well. And it was almost unbelievable to see. Like, I was watching this, and it was messing me up a little bit. Like, is this real? Is this really happening right now?
But, is this 2015 or what?
Yeah, it felt like it. But it was, again, it was kind of a breath of fresh air. It was great to see, and great to see him succeed. That's a guy who my brother talks so highly of. I've never got to meet him personally, but he speaks so highly of him. He's a great teammate, great guy. So It's easy to root for guys when you hear things like that.
Well, and when you look at the standings now, I mean, it feels like the Panthers have a worse record than they do. They're sitting at 5-5, and because of the new addition to the playoffs, as of right now, they're sitting in that seventh spot. So getting your brother back in the mix, getting that revival with Cam Newton, who knows? Maybe the Panthers go on to do something.
Yeah, no, we're really hoping so, and I think they have a chance. They'll have to definitely, be consistent with it, which is the hardest part, but There's definitely some hope there. There's a shot. Hopefully, I can ride that a little bit and carry that momentum with them.
Dylan, last one for you, man. Just kind of looking at the landscape of college football, the NFL, you're seeing it in both leagues, both levels, taunting and targeting. I mean, those things, are stopping the clock. I mean, it's like taking a vacation, watching a game, sitting there. What are your thoughts, especially as a quarterback? Because I know as a quarterback, you look at it and go, hey, I want to be kept safe, right? But at the same time, there's targeting calls. A guy can flick you with his finger and they might actually call targeting. It's very interesting.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the taunting has for sure gotten a little out of hand there. I'll admit that. I think they need to let people play a little bit more. I've seen some ridiculous ones. As far as targeting goes, I don't know. I'm watching the games, but I'll tell you what, we don't get the same calls here in college or the FCS level. I'll tell you that much. I would have had a couple of those for sure. We had the NFL rules, but no, it is definitely it's new, and I'm all for protecting the players, and I appreciate the motive behind it. There's definitely probably some things to work out with it in the sense where we need to find exact rules exactly how to do it. But I do think the intentions with that one are good.
I think you're right. I mean, there is a balance, and who knows? Maybe we'll be editing this throughout both on the college and NFL side. Uh-huh. But it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, it definitely is, and I do. It's like I mentioned, the intentions are good, and they're trying to execute. It's kind of first time implementing a lot of the new ones, so I'm sure some of those will get cut back, and they'll say, okay, we're doing it. We're being a little too aggressive on these calls. We can cut it back. I certainly think that'll be the case with the taunting.
I'll be curious to see how that's handled in the offseason. Dylan, you got your final game coming up against Weber State, and we're gonna let you go, man. We'll hopefully we can rejoin you and do this again next year. That's the plan anyway. We hope you've enjoyed it. I know listeners have really enjoyed getting your insight and your perspective. It's really been great for the station.
Definitely. I've had a blast with it, man, and I really hope to do this next year. I think it's a great thing. I have a lot of fun doing it, and I appreciate y'all having me. Appreciate you always hosting a great show.
Well, hey, we're going to do our little post-show get-together. We'll be meeting at Windsor Mill Tavern, of course. So stop by the sponsor, say hello, and it'll be good, my friend. We appreciate you. Good luck this weekend. And, we're thrilled to see this program. Like I said, I know the record doesn't necessarily show exactly what we wanted, but we do all feel, and I think this is a collective thing throughout the community, it does feel like this Bears program is in those initial steps of getting this program back on the right track.
Definitely, and we're feeling the same, so I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everyone who is paying attention and watching.
All right, my man. Dylan, appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, there he is, the Bears quarterback, UNC Bears quarterback Dylan McCaffrey. And we do want to thank First Advantage. Of course, First Advantage, they are huge supporters in the community, huge supporters of all things UNC. And, of course, this program, the whole show. I know some great people over there. And I'm telling you that Jeff and Matt, two of my really, really good friends, seriously, great folks at First Advantage. I'm sure they'll be there at the game, the basketball game tonight. And then my new friends at Windsor Mill Tavern. I mean, when I said, hey, this is supporting a player, supporting a program, helping these guys grow their brand name, images, which also helps the program. Windsor Mill Tavern didn't bat an eye. They said, hey, whatever we want to grow, help these guys grow. And even though they're in Windsor, they want to grow UNC in a big way. 12:51 the time. We're going to take a short break, wrap up the first hour. We're going to talk to another of our players in the KFKA Player Network. That's Scott Patchen, D lineman for the Colorado State Rams. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Legendary broadcaster Jerry Schammel this season for UNC basketball coverage. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.